didn't have a deeper understanding of the Bible or who Jesus was. My parents often reminded me of the Word of God and to always pray, but I still never fully believed in Jesus, and I didn't understand how people could have a relationship with someone that we cannot physically see. Attending church seemed more like a chore instead of an enjoyment. Even after Sunday school and Bible studies, I was still spiritually lost. When I was 14 years old, my mother had been diagnosed with a condition called OPLL that changed my life. Seeing my mom suffer every day was heartbreaking, and my family was in desperate need of help. This obstacle in my life affected everything around me. School seemed more difficult, and I had trouble interacting with my friends. I was lost, and I didn't know where to go. This heavy feeling in my heart demanded I go to God. I prayed every day, asking God to heal all sicknesses, and this was the first time I realized that God is present in our lives every day. God has helped my family recover from the sickness and has continued to do wonders in my life. At that moment, I understood what it means to be a Christian. I understood the importance of having a relationship with our Father. I understood that we need God in our lives every day. God works in miraculous ways, and as Christians, we must never lose faith and must always turn to God in needs of help. My love for God grows each day, and I thank Him for every blessing in my life. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor Marcus, Esther Ray, and my brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, I'll be baptized because I believe in God and I want to devote my life to Him because He has done so much for me, but most of all, He died on the cross for my sin. The verse that means the most to me is Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you, I'll help you, I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand." 4 months ago, this verse really strengthened me. As you know, I experienced God's grace firsthand when I got into a terrible accident while I was practicing on a bike. It all started on a normal Saturday morning. I was riding my bike at Millerton Lake, and as I was turning downhill at 30 miles per hour, a truck had crossed the double yellow line and hit into me. I was airlifted to the ICU where I was in a coma for 3 days. By God's miracle, on the fourth day, I woke up. I was on life support for 6 days, and in total, 25 days in the hospital. I had a brain injury, liver laceration, broken knee, and broken pelvis. But after everything, I survived. The neurosurgeon predicted that it would take up to 2 years for my brain to heal. He also said I would need special aid in school. But when I went back to school, I was nearly able to follow all my classes. And I had all A's but one B on my recent report card, so thank God. I'm nearly back to where I was before the accident, and because of God, and this is all because of God. Now I feel closer to Him. God has a purpose in my life. Without God, I wouldn't be standing here today. And I know God loves me, and God loves you too. I want to give special thanks to my family, Pastor Marcus and Pastor Ray, and I thank you, my church family. Thank you.
All of you, please stand up and stand in front of me, please. I will ask three questions, and please give me affirmation response. First question, do you come this morning to make a public profession that you have placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Second, do you believe that Jesus died in accordance with the scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture? Third, do you repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for forgiveness of your sins? What is your answer? Yes. Yes, I ask Pastor Ray to come forward and pray for them. Yes.
I'm so proud today to be here and to be able to pray for you fellas, and I'm just so proud of you and your walk with God. And I know that I'm simply saying what all of the congregation is saying in their hearts, as well as we heard your testimonies and your standing for God. You are mighty men. And I'll read the scripture that says, what shall we say? This is Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? That's a rhetorical question. May it never be. Paul says, may it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. And now you will walk in the newness of life, not the perfection of life, but the newness of life as God walks with you. And I would ask this congregation to pray with me as I pray for them. Dear Father, we stand here today amazed, and we're so so thankful to you. We lift all praise to you, all glory to you. Unmistakably, you receive all the praise for these men following you in baptism. Your grace, you have loved them, and by your grace, you've called them to yourself. By your grace, you have saved them. You said, I will remember your sins no more. I will bury them in the deepest sea, and I'll remember them not. So we thank you today that their sins are paid for. They're nailed to a cross. We thank you that you're raising them in baptism, raising them to walk in a newness of life. And we rejoice with them. We all walk who know Christ and have been baptized. We're walking in that newness of life. And we're thankful that they join us today. We will dedicate ourselves to be our best for them. We will dedicate ourselves to help them. We dedicate ourselves to teach them the best we can. But we pray for them that you'll bless Frank and Brian and Bjorn and Georgia and Jordan. You'll bless them mightily. You'll walk with them. Their life will experience new things. And so we pray for them today that you will receive glory through their act that they're following you in baptism. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Please go outside of this building and we will witness the baptism.